Love one another above everything. Love one another. Don't, no matter what the devil tries to say, now you're all one great big sweet group now. But remember my warning. See? Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything if he has to bring somebody in to make his target. He'll bring some critic, unbeliever in and set him down and cause him to fellowship with you, the quietness and things. Then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff and he'll start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he'll be saved too, or that woman, or ever who it is. Pray for them and stick one with another and stay with your pastor. See? He's the shepherd and you give him respect. He'll lead you through. And because he's ordained of God to do so. Now do you remember that? The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Don't never clan among one, talk, make yourself clannish. We are one. I couldn't say, left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand. He's my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right with one another. And now, you've got tapes on that. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline of the church. How we behave ourselves in the church of God. How we got to come here together and set together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder, to get in here, to fellowship with your brothers. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got to pray. Because we're in the last days where the Bible exhorted us to much more as we see that day approaching, to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places and Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know you're my disciples when you have love one for the other. That's right. Stay right together. If the brother you think he's a little wrong or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me ever have the root of bitterness spring up because it'll affect him and it'll take the Christ right out of my life. That poison assets of malice and jealousy and hatred, that'll just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It'll run him from the tabernacle here. It'll kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from here. Hurt your pastor. It'll do everything, see? Don't you do that. You just wax that much closer together. Draw up take the buckle, as a brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle. Seen it in a vision. Just that buckle's on the whole armor of God. Just pull her on. Tighten up. Move right up close to one another. Love one another anyhow. Talk nice about one another. Say nice things about one another. Yeah. And then God will bless you. Now, this morning, the Lord willing, by His help and grace, I got quite a bunch of questions here, scriptures rather. And now before we approach it, I think I heard the recorders click on in there. We are going to bring the message now by God's grace. First, a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, speaking to this body of the church, that we should hold together with God's unchanging hand their absolute, the Word, warning them as Paul warned his flock that there be wolves enter in. You're the same God today as you were then, and that enemy is the same. May this fellowship and bonds of love always exist amongst these people in Christ Jesus. Help this morning, Lord, as we read the Word. May the Holy Spirit reveal it to us that the church might be fully established in the faith that was once delivered to the saints. To hold them, and may, as you gave the vision some 2 years ago, to store up the food. Fine, healthy looking vegetables that I saw in the vision being stored here in this tabernacle. May we today receive a whole barrel full of that. Grant it, Lord, or a tape load, that it might reveal Jesus Christ to us in the hour that we live, to give us sustaining strength, spiritual strength, for the task that lays ahead. Grant it, Father. Bless these thy children. They're in here this morning from many different parts of the nation. Hot, sticky morning. But yet we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in all this. We think of John Wesley and Calvin and Sink and Knox, Finney, and many of those, even without electric fan, where people sat in halls and perspiration running down their faces. The women, well covered and dressed, sat in the audiences and perspired till their clothing was soaking wet. Listening to the Word of God, feeding their souls. Now we feel, Lord, that they're at rest somewhere yonder, waiting the coming of the Lord. Keep us together, Father. Let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us. Give us long life of service for You. Give us this great message this morning that we're expecting out of Thy Word, that it might go to each heart. Make the lips that speak, Lord, speak truth. Make the heart that hears be fertile to receive truth.
Amen.
And may it grow into great trees of eternal life, to be shining lights and red epistles of all men. They might know that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead and lives among us. Make us so full of love and the fruit of the Spirit that other men and women, boys and girls can see the results of the life of Christ still living in us after 2,000 years from the great event. Grant it, Father, to honor Thee, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.